The car sat silent in the Florida heat, windows closed, no movement inside. The parking lot kept working around it. Engine started, doors slammed, time moved forward. Inside the back seat, 3-year-old Tyrell Lumen was strapped into a car seat, too small to unbuckle himself, too young to understand why no one came back. The temperature climbed fast, heat pressed down, air thinned. His body fought, then failed. When first responders opened the door, the outcome was already set. This was not an accident in the ordinary sense. It was neglect layered on neglect. A chain of decisions, delays, and omissions that ended one small life. Investigators would later reconstruct the hours. Who knew? Who should have known? Who did nothing? The case would expose how routine habits turn deadly, how systems miss warning signs, and how a child can disappear in plain sight without a single alarm sounding. Tyrell did not wander off. He did not escape. He was left behind. Chapter 1. Setup and stakes. The day began without alarms. Tyrell Lumen was 3 years old, living in Florida in the care of adults responsible for his safety. That morning followed a familiar routine. Nothing about it suggested emergency. At some point, Tyrell was placed in a car seat in the back of a vehicle. Investigators later confirmed he was properly restrained. The vehicle was parked. The adult driver exited. The car was locked. Tyrell was not removed. From that moment, the clock became the threat. Florida heat does not need hours to turn lethal. Even on days that feel ordinary, the interior of a parked vehicle can reach dangerous temperatures within minutes. Children are especially vulnerable. Their bodies overheat faster. They cannot regulate temperature the way adults can. They cannot escape. Records and witness statements establish that the vehicle remained parked for an extended period. No one checked the back seat. No one noticed the absence of a child. Daily tasks continued as if nothing was wrong. At some point later in the day, concerns surfaced. Accounts vary on exactly how. What is proven is that by the time the car was opened, Tyrell was unresponsive. Emergency services were called. First responders attempted life-saving measures, but heat-related injury had already progressed beyond recovery. Tyrell was pronounced dead. The medical examiner later ruled the death a homicide caused by hyperthermia due to being left in a hot vehicle. That classification was not about intent. It reflected responsibility. The central question formed immediately. How does a 3-year-old remain forgotten in a car long enough to die? Chapter 2. Escalation and reversal. Investigators focused on timelines, phone records, surveillance footage, statements from caregivers and witnesses. The goal was simple. Establish when Tyrell was placed in the car, when the driver exited, and how long the vehicle remained sealed. Evidence showed no mechanical failure, no medical emergency that distracted the caregiver, no sudden crisis that explained the lapse. What emerged instead was a pattern of negligence. According to law enforcement, the adult responsible for transporting Tyrell failed to follow basic child safety checks. There was no final glance into the back seat, no reminder system. No second adult verifying custody. This was not the first warning sign. Investigators uncovered prior concerns related to supervision. These did not rise to the level of previous criminal charges, but they painted a picture of chronic inattention. As the case developed, prosecutors faced a familiar challenge. Jurors often struggle with hot car deaths. They ask whether forgetting a child can be criminal. Florida law answers that question clearly. Caregivers have a legal duty to protect children from foreseeable harm. Leaving a child in a hot car in Florida is foreseeable. The charge reflected that reality. The reversal came not in facts, but in public perception. Once details emerged, sympathy shifted toward the victim. The narrative hardened. This was not a freak occurrence. It was preventable. The caregiver was arrested and charged. Court documents emphasized duration, environment, and prior knowledge of heat risks. Prosecutors argued that any reasonable adult in Florida understands the danger. The case moved forward under that weight. Chapter 3. Resolution and aftermath. The legal process brought structure, not relief. Tyrell Lumen was gone. No sentence could reverse that. In court filings, prosecutors outlined the final sequence. A child placed in a vehicle, a driver who exited, hours of inaction, a locked car under the sun, medical certainty about cause of death. The defense did not dispute the death. They focused on intent and mental state, but intent was not required. Negligence was enough. The outcome reinforced a hard truth. Child safety failures rarely come from a single dramatic mistake. They come from routine shortcuts, familiarity, the belief that nothing bad will happen today. Tyrell's death joined a growing list of hot car fatalities across the United States. Each case carries its own details. All share the same ending. Public agencies renewed warnings. Advocacy groups pushed for reminder technology and stronger education. Some called for harsher penalties. Others focused on prevention. None of it reached Tyrell. His name now exists in records, reports, and court files. A 3-year-old reduced to evidence of what happens when responsibility lapses. The final cost was absolute. A life ended not by malice, but by neglect. And a reminder that forgetting is not harmless when someone else depends on you to remember.